I'm not sure if Brooksy shared this with you, Brian, but he's got a bit of a conundrum. So you know how he's gone rogue in recent times, and his personality's changed.
Yep.
Now that he's taking on Buzz, he's yelling out to people, random people walking with Cronulla caps on. Well, he's got this situation where he's taking a shining to someone. So what does he do? What does he do? And he's met this eye contact with this person many times, but the man of solutions has been waiting patiently. I'm pleased to say, let's do this.
Where you keep your Rolling Stones records? Any friend of Sasha Distan?
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to, my lovely?
Good afternoon, Sparty. How are you, mate?
How you going, fellas? All right?
Sparty? We're going all right, mate. Did you hear our little conundrum for our man Brooks?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did have a brief conversation with him earlier, and it did give me some inspiration, because if we're helping Brooksy out, we're helping society out, let's face it.
Absolutely.
So what I'd like to just put straight to you is, after speaking to Brooksy, and myself, I've also been doing a lot of exercising or walking of late, and you do realise that it's a whole other world out there, and when you are walking and doing circuits and so on. And maybe come up with an idea I want to put to you fellas. And it's, as every idea that I like to do, it will involve an app. And I'm going to call it the Sprinter app. And what it is, and it's for the conundrum that Brooksy finds himself in, is that if you're jogging or walking or something, and you're constantly passing someone that you fancy, you know, you find them quite attractive, or you feel as though you might want to get to know them better, it's kind of like an app, but for exercises, if you know what I mean. Mm. And you get what I'm saying? So, someone piques your interest, such has happened with Brooksy. And, but you need to know that you can approach them. You can't just go approaching willy-nilly.
No.
You need to have some sort of sign that maybe there's a return to sender of the letter you're sending.
I'm liking this.
So, Brian, I'm wondering if I could just, you know, maybe run a few things past you to let you know that they might be interested.
Yes.
Like, for example, say Brooksy's out there and he's got his cap backwards and wearing those sunnies that sort of cover your whole face, and he's getting up a good trot and he sees the lady. Like, how does he know? Should there maybe be a rule? You know, when Serena, I think it was at Wimbledon last year, or maybe the Australian Open, she debuted the tights and one leg was long and one leg stopped at the knee. Remember that?
Yes, like, I do remember that.
So maybe if you're wearing those Lorna Jean leggings, that means...
Lorna Jean?
Yeah.
Lorna Jane.
Yeah.
That's a sister, not the successful one.
Yeah,
the
sister,
unsuccessful one.
Yeah, she sells hot dogs at Winnie Park. I forgot. But the principle being that that's sort of a sign, and it's not overt, it's just... I'm single and ready to mingle, for example.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I like it. It's very similar to the upside down banana in the supermarket.
So I'm just looking at my notes here, Brian.
Oh, you've
guess what my next dot point was.
There you go. So I like the idea. Or different pairs of sunnies.
Yeah.
Mean different sort of things, like the Oakley full face. I don't know.
Correct.
I can't really say what I'm thinking about that now because we're on air.
Yeah.
But different sort of clothing, attire worn differently means different things.
Yes.
Yes, but you're making yourself available, Sparty, to the entire people walking that day, aren't you? Are you not?
I need people with the app.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. It's a leg lift up on approach. So she sees Brooksy coming, right? And she's got them both down.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And then goes, here he comes, star of Sydney radio, up and coming, you know, like the bloke whose arm I want to be on at the red carpet at next year's awards, whatever they might be, leg up. It's a leg lifter.
Yeah.
Right. So she's then walking around one full leg, one at the knee. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I can't see anything wrong with that. Can you guys?
Nope. Because I know there is something similar in the dog walking world.
Oh, really?
If they put a certain coat on a dog, that means they're single.
Is that
not the dog or the person.
Right.
But there's some weird dog walkers out there. I've spoken to them all.
There is.
And if that lady steals my ball again.
what about if you're wearing a netted jogging singlet.
Brooksy, or
what vibe's that putting out, man? That could mean something because we're open to everyone.
Yeah,
you know, it's a free world, and
I'm picking up golden shower. That's what I'm picking up. Yeah.
Well, it could be. Could be. I think this has probably already been done, Brooksy, because you'd be a hat backwards, huh? You'd be a reverser, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
When you're jogging.
Yeah, I generally turn the hat around depending on where the sun is. Like, I'll go to the side if I'm running east.
Oh, you're a sider as well.
Yeah, if I run east to west, it goes to the side. If it's north and south, I go front and back.
Right. So there's actually thought behind it. I just thought
Aspect.
People did it wankers.
Brooksy, is it hard to, when you're running, to stop and because you got your momentum up, so you just wave to this person, or is it, how do you?
Sometimes I've given a smile, a little, or I'll smile on approach. And just look slightly over. So you sort of got to get the vibe of, does the smile come back?
Okay.
What's the face? Do you get the look away?
Can I just ask you this?
Yes.
Are you, as a result of said human, now specifically walking or jogging or running, whatever the case may be, at a set time frame, knowing full well that other said person might be there?
No, I've been going earlier, if anything, and been missing this person.
Right.
So I'm not actually timing it, but I'm just, next opportunity, I don't know whether I should approach continue.
So for Sparty's benefit,
yes.
Let's just do a bit of role play here,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
How would you approach it?
There's quite long straights.
Brooksy,
yeah.
I'm her,
yep.
And I'm running towards you, and can we just clear it up, mate? You've been going early because you don't want to miss her. You've been sitting in the tree waiting.
Correct.
Yep. And then you just launch yourself down. And then, yep. So she's running towards you, and she's at this moment, she's 150 metres away from you.
Yep.
And you've jumped out of the tree, and now you're running towards her.
Running towards her.
All yep. right? Okay, so I'm running along. Oh, wow. Look at this bloke. He's all right. Wouldn't mind getting to know him a little bit more. So that's what I'm thinking. Now, what are you thinking, Brooksy?
Okay, so if that's the vibe I'm picking up, I slightly move to the side.
Are you picking that vibe up?
Well, yeah, if I am. And this
are
is,
you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am in this circumstance, in this role play.
Okay.
So I sort of veer slightly over towards your side of the path because I'm always running on the left because I know the etiquette of running on a path.
Yep.
I'll veer over and I'll be like, hey, look, I've seen you here most days. Do you want to get a coffee one morning before we go for a walk? That's
so
what I would say.
You're saying it, not thinking it, right?
No, this
so
is what I would say. Yep. Yeah.
Righto. And I'd go, yeah, why not, man? I dig you. That's probably what I'd say back to you.
And I would say, how about we meet here tomorrow around 9 o'clock? What do you think?
Yeah. Who's bringing the coffees, big boy?
I always will bring the coffee.
You're really turning me off.
Can I just ask something?
Give me a...
Why don't you just,
yes, sir.
Instead of waiting for the coffee, right, which becomes awkward, you got momentum up, why don't you just immediately ask if they'd like company for the rest of their walk, or is that a bit too...
Well, it depends. You don't know what part of the walk or run you're in.
Yeah.
If you're a hot mess sweating like you've done a half marathon, you don't really want to approach, right? If it's early on and you're not sweating, you might go, hey, do you mind if I come anti-clockwise with you and go do...
How many times have you seen her, Brooksy?
Oh, at least a dozen.
And has she given you any...
Yeah, there's been a smile. She's been on the phone. She's been talking to people. Like, she's had, like, a friend there. Multiple scenarios.
A wave?
No wave yet.
A hello?
I've given a smile. She's given a smile.
Hand on heart, Brooksy. Hand on heart. The day she was with a friend. So you've done the jog past, obviously cross paths. Do you reckon she's looked at her friend and gone, that's the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, posso. I hope so.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So do I,
now
mate.
You're bruising yourself. God.
This is why you need the app. There's just too much confusion, isn't there? You just need to know that she's approaching. You've got your hat. You've flipped your hat around backwards, which means, among a lot of other things, but you're single and you're ready to go. She's got the half leg up. You swipe. What would you do? How do we connect, though? Like the first connection to show that you're interested. Can you hotspot something over to her, Brooksy?
Possibly.
I reckon numbers. Yep. I reckon there's an opportunity with a hotspot. We've got to think more about this, Bart, man. We've got to go, mate. Yep. Good luck with your Parramatta Eels this week.
Yeah, well, that's good because I follow Canterbury. Okay.
I thought I'd get you with that. Beautiful.